What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to the Absolutely Not Podcast, where we do the most and the least at the same damn time. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Absolutely Not Podcast. I am so excited to be in the studio, live from Los Angeles. We are doing the most. I'm giving you a recap of what I've been up to. We're going to get to the voicemails, and we are cracking a case. What are you talking about, Heather? Well, my dear friend, Raymond Padilla, is they're basically trying to evict him out of his building. And if you've been following along the story on Instagram, I got a lot of DMs last night. They were like, bring Ray in. We need a full recap. I need to know what's going on. Heather, what are you doing about it? It's like Britney 911, but right now it's Ray 911. And there's a bunch of things that we're going to get into today. Now, I know that my diversity of guests right now is fucking lacking. Guess what? Everybody in LA has canceled on me 6 times. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm bringing in people to the podcast that literally I know where they live. And if they cancel on me, I will fucking burn down their apartment building.
Well, you know where I live for now.
I know where you live for now, but It's going to change. We are going to get into eviction gate right now, Ray. But also, you know... Fucking shit. It's been a fucking week. We both came in here with sassy moods. So in true fashion of this podcast, you know, it's what's absolutely nodding? What absolutely not to this crazy week? My team's trying to run me ragged. I'm exhausted. I'm sick and tired of listening to myself even talk. But here, let's just record another podcast. No, I'm kidding. I love this job. Everything's great. But I'm really like, you know, when you've talked so much that your brain's starting to rattle? That's where I'm at.
You're hanging on by a thread.
I'm hanging on by a friggin' thread.
A thread that's been stretched too thin.
And last night it got stretched real thin because I almost went full New York on your neighbors. So absolutely not to crazy fucking neighbors. We got to tell the people exactly what happened.
Basically, last night you came over. You're in a fucking mood.
I was.
I finally got you to settle down after 2 hours, giving you tea, chocolate, snacks, almond butter.
It wasn't enough.
I'm trying to keep my fro under control and my silk head scarf. And then the neighbor, I have a crazy neighbor who's just been accusing me of shit I've never done. She comes banging on the door. Are you smoking weed in there? And you were like...
It was assaulting. It was alarming. The way that this woman banged on your door last night was as if the SWAT team had showed up. I was like, this is it. This is it. We're getting locked up.
Yeah, it was bad. Like, it sounded like we were going to be murdered. Mm-hmm. Truly, we were about to be murdered, dying together, still fat. And
still fat. And I'm going to tell you this right now. I don't know if maybe going to prison is what we need
probably
to get in shape.
Teresa Giudice, like she got fit, remember?
Wasn't she doing a lot of yoga?
Well, she was thin, so she did that. But like Joe Giudice.
Oh, Joe came out. Joe from the Real Housewives of New Jersey came out so felt.
Anyway, so
speaking of which, I was at an audition yesterday and I ran into one of the girls who was auditioning, not for the same role as me, but from Orange is the New Black. And I was trying not to geek out. You know, go to these auditions now and you see people, but I was like, fuck, I fucking love her.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I ran into this girl I love at Whole Foods and I was like, holy shit, do I say? And I didn't. But anyway, so she comes banging on the door. You get all scared. I jump up from the couch and I was like, this had happened on Sunday with my friend.
Yeah.
And I was like, here's my turn. We got this.
Right.
This crazy lady. I'm going to figure out who my crazy neighbor is. She comes banging on the door. She's screaming that we're smoking weed. And I was like, ma'am, there's nobody in here smoking weed. What are you talking about?
No, she specifically said, she goes, you're smoking weed in here. I know it. And I'm like, first of all, bitch, there's no smoke. There is no even evidence that we were smoking weed. Although I had taken some THC CBD balm and rubbed it all over my aching body. So yeah. Maybe she did it smell?
Like no, of course okay. not. Okay. Of course not. It was like, here's the scene, guys. There, I have the crazy neighbor outside. She's Nancy Jo. I'm Alexis. And Heather is Alexis's mom. She was like sitting on the couch. You couldn't see the woman.
But explain who Nancy Jo
is. Nancy Jo is the lady from the Vanity Fair article. Alexis Nyers was accused of wearing Louboutins to court. She did not. She wore BB heels that were $29. Her mom is the one saying, they were $29. And she had to keep recording the phone call. That was my conversation last night with my crazy neighbor, Heather, and me. It was great that you were there to witness it because you were the beginning of my housing curse. And she's screaming at me, there's someone smoking weed in here. You're smoking weed in here. I know it. I'm trying to take a shower and it's coming up through the vents and I can't breathe because I have asthma.
Okay, first of all, everyone has asthma.
And I actually don't. And most people assume I do because I breathe a lot because I'm overweight. It's just called obesity.
But you don't breathe heavy because you're overweight, Ray.
Well, I don't have asthma.
Okay, but you just breathe heavy because you like to be dramatic. Everywhere you go, you're like, ugh. It's like the sighs, the dramatic emotional sighs that come out of Ray's mouth all the fucking time. He's like, I mean, he goes up to a hostess at, you know, Hillstone and be like, excuse me, ma'am, I'd like a table for three. Like it's just fucking dramatics, right?
Okay, but here's the thing. Sometimes your life is a soap opera and mine is via last night.
So really, we got attacked by your neighbor.
Attacked by
your
neighbor.
We offered to let her come in, smell that there was no
come
weed.
In. You were like, we're drinking tea and watching Veep.
Yeah. I felt attacked and it wasn't even my apartment.
Yeah, you were like, hey. And I was like, I got it. It's fine. I was like, listen, ma'am, this is not okay. I'm not smoking weed. I know you've complained to the building. She's like, I spoke to the building manager and she said that you admit it. I was like, I didn't admit anything. I'm not smoking weed. No one is smoking weed in here. Please come in.
Can I be honest with you too? When somebody says you've admitted something, we are smart enough to admit nothing. Like if you're going to try and tell me like, oh yeah, well, the building manager said that you admitted to something. You're like,
show me it in writing.
Show me in writing. In the words of Dorinda Medley, say it, forget it, write it, regret it.
That's why I'll get on a phone call with you.
Yep.
And I'll talk to you because you won't remember shit. But she's screaming at me. You're there. I'm so glad you were there to witness it. She was like, you're smoking weed. I have asthma. And I'm like, ma'am, it's not me. I'm not smoking weed. No one in here is smoking weed. You've complained. I've told them that I don't smoke in this building. I'm moving out. Go with God. Good luck with the next neighbor. And she's like, well, if it's not you, then it's somebody. And I was like, it's not me. And I don't care. It's like, I've smelt weed in this building before. And she's like, well, if you know who's smoking weed, why wouldn't you turn them in? And I was like, because I'm not a rat.
Absolutely not to rats.
Absolutely not to rats and spies. And then she was like, well, I just don't know why you wouldn't clear your name. And I'm like, because I don't need to. I've done nothing wrong. You're nuts. I'm good. And I said, listen, this building, the ventilation is poor. I can smell when someone's taking a shower. I can hear when my neighbor's fucking having sex with a strange girl that he's never met before. I can hear you clomping around in your clogs, doing arm weights. I don't know what's going on with you. You're constantly at a vibration that I can't understand. Like, eat something, please.
Get a fucking cookie and chill the fuck out.
I wanted to like give her something just to calm her down. But then I also thought that she might like use to stab me with. I don't know.
Right.
Like she had an energy.
Like if you gave her like a chocolate covered pretzel, she would somehow find it.
She would turn it into a shiv.
Yes.
She would shiv me.
And then that's how it would be all of the LA news.
Side note, she drives a Prius. And anyone that drives a Prius, like, sorry to you, but you have problems.
You think?
Yeah. Remember you tried to buy a Prius and I said, don't do that.
I did almost try to buy a Prius.
And I said, don't, because all my friends have stigma about it.
You think people who drive Priuses
there's
are...
something a little off. You decided to go with a Prius?
Right.
You know, I don't know about that.
You don't think it's just people being environmentally conscious?
No, I'm out. And that's where I'm at.
Now we'll take a quick pause in the podcast to talk about one of my favorite sponsors. Now, here's the deal. I finally had to get rid of my dingle dongles. You know, they're my earbuds with the actual wire attached to them. I finally gave it up. Y'all made fun of me forever. I finally gave it up, but I'm so excited that I found the best, and it's Raycon earbuds. I want to be hands-free. I'm out here trying to make calls, trying to close deals, trying to call people at network saying, hey, give me a show. Well, the good thing is I've got my Raycon earbuds that started about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market. If you want to be hands-free, if you want to be a businesswoman and get things done, you need to be doing the most, not the least, with your Raycon earbuds. The Raycon's latest model, the E25, is their best one yet. With 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, and more compact design to give you a nice noise-isolating fit. Here's the thing. They're discreet, they're stylish, they're easy to charge. I truly love these. And don't get bamboozled. You know what store I'm talking about. I'm not going to say them, but you know what I'm talking about. You go in there and you look at the price of these earbuds and you're like, this is asinine. Don't worry. Get it for half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds with Raycon. And now's the time to get the latest and greatest from Raycon. Get 15% off, that's 15% off when you order at buyraycon.com/absolutelynot. That's B-U-Y, Raycon, RAYCON.com/absolutelynot for 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. Buyraycon.com/absolutelynot. Now back to the podcast.
Hi, we're Carlene and Jill from Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And every single Wednesday, we chat about the skin, hair, and makeup musts that are actually worth the spend.
And you'll hear from the industry's top founders about how they broke into the business with their best-selling beauty product. We also deliver the best in beauty tips from insiders like Kim Kardashian's makeup artist, Makeup by Mario, and hair guru, Jen Atkins.
And as beauty editors ourselves, we personally review the damn good products that you need on your top shelf right now.
Listen for free every week for your ultimate beauty fix. Ready, Jill?
Like a cherry bomb. Like a cherry bomb.
Y'all, we're on one today. Our blood sugar's low. We're like downward spiral.
She was nuts. I mean, like, I'm just like, I didn't sleep last night because I was worried that my nutter butter neighbor was going to come down and shank me in the throat. She literally was like, I've seen bongs in your apartment.
And okay, I was when like, she threatened and said she saw bongs, I want to be like, ma'am, who the fuck has smoked out of a bong since, like, college?
Literally. And I was like, also, why are you looking in my apartment?
Right. Oh, that's a thing. How is she spying in? One, you don't have bongs, though.
Also, you have been to my apartment. I don't know how. You have stayed with me for weeks at this point. I never open that front blind because everyone walks by my building. I'm right in the center unit. I have a unit above, to the left, to the right, and the driveway. So you can see into my apartment.
Your window is like the active window.
It's the epicenter of the apartment of cuckoos.
Yes, yes.
And there I am just trying to hold it down, trying to keep it grounded, trying to stay right with Christ. And everyone is a lunatic.
You know what's wild? Over at Amanda and Josh's apartment too, for like whatever, they probably have like 12 units.
Yeah.
It's like 65% of the building's nuts.
Yes.
And then they got a great, like the core group of people in that apartment that are awesome are awesome.
Yeah.
But then every day I'm learning something new about like the lady downstairs, the guy to the right. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like, can we all not just cohabitate and be fucking normal?
That's what I'm trying to do. I try and be normal. I think the guy in the front unit is a cute Ryan Gosling guy and I let him have loud sex because I'm like, whatever, he's just cute.
Right.
And then I had a new neighbor move in who hates the parking lot. And I was like, yeah, it kind of sucks parking back here. Like it's tricky to get in and out of.
Right.
But he was a hot Italian gay guy from New Jersey. And I was like,
you're like, go with God, do your thing.
Do your thing. And now we wink at each other every time we see, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just trying to be a nice neighbor, no problems. But the lady upstairs who can't breathe because of her asthma, who's hiring a private investigator to investigate the ventilation in the building and to see who is smoking.
Also, no private investigator is going to pick up this case.
She literally said, have you noticed soot on your floor? And I said, no. This isn't Mary Poppins. What are you talking about?
I'm not chimney sweeping.
Like, what?
But see, that's a crazy. I realized when I moved back home and lived with my mom for a while, the homeowners association was my favorite thing. You know, I used to get high and walk around the neighborhood and like stir the pot. Oh my God. We have a neighbor next door in Atlanta. She has a tree on her land.
Yes.
She called my mom one day and said, hey, Robin, do you want to split the cost of cutting this tree down? My mom goes, excuse me? And she's like, let's call her Lisa. Uh-huh. Lisa's like, yeah, well, it's on my property, but it hangs over your property. We could cut the cost. My mom's like, that's on your property. It doesn't bother me. I don't even notice. It's in the back. I've never seen the branches. Like, if it hangs over my property, as long as it's not going to fall on my fence.
Yeah.
But if it does fall on my fence, you have to take care of it.
Yeah.
And my mom's like, no, I'm not spending the $10,000 to get this tree taken down or whatever.
No, ma'am. That's bamboozlement.
People are crazy.
Nuts.
Nuts.
Nutty, nutter butter neighbors.
My thing is, are we actually the ones who are crazy and we don't realize it?
No, because I haven't done anything wrong. I am
Angel.
I am not the villain. I am the victim.
You know what? And that's the name of the podcast right there. I'm not the villain. I'm the victim.
I'm the victim. Okay.
Here lies Raymond Padilla.
Eviction victim number one.
Number one. Okay. I think the only way that we can really get ourselves out of this negative headspace is to go to the voicemails and figure out if we can fix other people's problems. Okay.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, listen, you've got to get out of the building. I think you call the hot landlord and you say, do you have another building close by that I can move into? Like, he'll probably work out a deal because you're a victim and he feels bad that you've been villainized in your own space.
What are the chances I get to see his dick?
I feel like just ask him. But then he could sue you for sexual harassment.
Yeah. Yeah. We got to hire Makuga. I might need to send some glitter bombs. That's a nice way to get back at your neighbor, a glitter bomb.
Do you know I got a package that was from like a really great brand and they sent me this beautiful package and it had so much confetti in it and it's like glitter confetti. And I legit called them and I said, this was the worst fucking packaging. I was like, do you guys not like me? I thought it was actually that it was a prank. And they were like, no, oh my God, we just thought it'd be so fun. I was like, no, I have fucking glitter in my parquet floors in my New York City apartment that is literally everywhere.
You'll never get it out. It's herpes.
Absolutely not. It's herpes.
It's herpes.
It's herpes of the scrapbooking world.
Of the decor world.
Of the decor world. Okay, let's get into some voicemails.
Hey, Heather. This is Emily from Mississippi, and I have an absolutely not for you. Absolutely not to being the youngest person where you work, youngest person with no kids, and you somehow become the assumed designated driver for any work function because, and I quote, you need to drive because your car is clean and we have kids. So, you know, ours is messy. Absolutely not to having to use my gas just because you can't keep your car clean. So,
absolutely not to this. Also, that accent was everything. I was just in Mississippi and I spoke at the first annual Ment event, which was super fun. It was a kind of like an entrepreneur, women in business focused weekend. And it was cool. I got to MC it. And shout out to all my girls in Mississippi because I missed y'all so much. I've never had so much fun in my entire life. So here's the deal. I fully agree. Absolutely fucking not. This is also what my friends now do. My friends who have kids will now do that because they don't get out of the house. So they'll be like, you know what I mean? That they're trying to bamboozle you in the sense that they want you to be like, honey, it's because your car clean. No. It's because they want to get blackout because little Timmy's being a shit at home and they don't want to deal with it. What do you think?
I think that's right. Also, you do this. The other day I went to
what?
The other day we were going to lunch and you were like, where are we going? You pick, you decide, blah, 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 blah. And we were both having a day. And I was like, oh, you were like, where are you at exactly? And I was like, I'm on Sunset in this street. And you were like, great, pick me up and we'll just go to lunch. And I was like, okay.
Okay, but it's lunch.
I know, but you.
You love to drive, right? I've said this before.
I don't like to drive.
I don't have a car out here.
Well, yes, but still, like.
You're going to drive me to lunch today? What, do you want me to walk? You want me to get in a separate fucking Uber? You little bitch.
No, I don't want you to do that. But I'm just saying, everyone does it a little bit. But honestly, I know you don't want to always be the person who drives, but you want to get in the car that smells like old milk. You know what I mean?
Okay, no, but what I'm saying is they're just using this as an excuse.
Totally.
She's saying designated driver.
Okay,
she's
so that's not okay.
That's not okay. Because she's the youngest, she doesn't have kids. It's like you got Claire and Melissa who want to get at the office Christmas party, want to get fucked up.
Two glasses of Chardonnay. No,
they're probably doing 10 glasses of Chardonnay and their excuses. Now, listen, though, shout out to all the moms doing the Lord's work, raising the future of America. I don't blame you. I see my girlfriends now who've just, you know, are their new moms and they're like, I need a drink. You know, I can only imagine. I need a drink fucking taking care of Jeff. I thought about it the other day because I've been here in LA and I haven't been in New York. Do I need to get like a manny, like a man nanny to fucking keep an eye on him?
Yeah, probably. 100%.
Not that
I
worry.
You need to hire a dog walker and just have him walk Jeff around.
Yeah, like I'm like, Jeff, somebody's coming over and it's like a really nice guy named like Kenny, and Kenny's just like literally
also you could secretly be like, hey Kenny, if you want to sprint like intermittently on the walk, just like let Jeff know.
Oh yeah. Like, almost like somebody walks Jeff but he's actually forcing him to exercise.
Anyways, you said your girlfriends will call you and make you drive because of like needing a mommy break or whatever.
Yeah, I know you need to put your foot down and say, no, I'm riding, I don't care, I'll sit on the car seat.
Listen,
the Cheerios crumble at my feet.
Yeah, I would say that I'm probably your second cuntiest friend and just do what I would do. Be like, no, I'm not driving.
No, I'm not driving.
I can't. Sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry. I have somewhere to be after. No. And then be like, you can have your husband pick you up. Why doesn't he drive us?
Yes.
Why doesn't he drive us? Here, you know what? Here, I'll get some quality time with the kids. Mm-hmm. We'll all take a family road trip to the bar, drop mommies off, and then daddy can go home.
Amen. We just solved that problem. Listen, are you ready for some exciting news? Our friends at Go Macro have just released their newest macro bar flavor. You know I'm obsessed with these friggin' bars. They're so clean, they're so healthy, and honestly, they're friggin' delicious. I've tried every bar out there, and Go Macro is my go-to. Their new flavor is double chocolate peanut butter chips. Honey, I'm talking about a blend of protein-rich peanuts, fair trade vegan chocolate, creamy organic peanut butter, and their very own house-made peanut butter chips. And just when you thought it couldn't get any better, they toss in a handful of their delicious
delicious chocolate chips too. I love Go Macro because the bars are vegan, certified organic, gluten-free, kosher, non-GMO, clean, raw, and baby, soy-free. You would be surprised. Soy pops up into everything. It's like the secret soy killer. I'm telling you, it's trying to bring us down. You can get your hands on Go Macro's new double chocolate and peanut butter chip macro bar by going to gomacro.com and using promo code absolutely for 30% off plus free shipping. It's a take on a classic peanut butter bar, but I'm telling you, I keep these in my bag religiously. When my blood sugar gets low, I go for a Go Macro. I've actually showed these bars to my nutritionist. They're one of her favorite products you can use out and about. Just put it in your purse, put it in your bag, put it in your car, and try the new double chocolate peanut butter chips for Go Macro to keep yourself satiated and also, honey, satisfied. That's what's up. Now, back to the podcast. All right, let's get to the next voicemail.
I love your podcast. You truly bring so much joy into my everyday life. I just am here with an absolutely not wedding-themed edition. I know you're wedding planning right now, so hopefully you'll have a very strong opinion on this. My friend's brother and his fiance are trying to save some money on their upcoming wedding, and the way that they're doing that is that they're having Olive Garden cater their wedding. Now, I'm always spending a dollar here and there, but having Olive Garden cater your wedding, to me, is an absolutely not. Thank you.
I fully disagree. I say absolutely yes. No. Okay. Let's not be snobs. Listen, I'm getting married in Italy. So I'm literally, I get it. I'm giving you the authentic experience. What if they just love fucking Olive Garden?
Who loves Olive Garden?
Somebody.
I don't.
I've been trying to get them to be a sponsor of the podcast. They won't return my calls.
Well, that's a mistake. If you're going to go Olive Garden, I'd go Macaroni Grill.
Can I be honest with you? I'm more of a Macaroni Grill.
I'm sorry.
Grill myself.
I'm sorry.
Remember Carrabba's? They had the Insalata Carrabba. It was like the best salad.
No.
Oh, I think I would go. Carrabba's was like another, it's like a family Italian style.
Okay.
I mean, all right. Yeah. Listen, here's the thing. I don't want to say anything if we were going to be like real and raw, because maybe that's all they can afford.
I totally agree, but maybe not Olive Garden. Go with like a local vendor, like someone who's local, and they'll probably cut you the same deal and it's probably going to taste better. Go with like, find a family shop.
My thing is, is it very like kitschy wedding? Are they hipsters? If they're hipsters, this could all
then
be a part of like an aesthetic.
No, then get the In-N-Out truck.
Food trucks are expensive.
They are, but Olive Garden?
How much could Olive Garden?
How many articles do you need to read about the semen and the white sauce of Olive Garden before you decide to have it at your wedding?
Wait a minute. What? Semen?
Yeah, they found traces of semen in the Alfredo sauce multiple times at Olive Garden. This was in the news. It's been in the news for years.
First of all, Barbara Walters never talked about this. So therefore, I null and void.
This is what I'm here for. I'm happy to take Barbara Walters' place and talk about the shit that people care about, a.k.a. jizz in your pasta.
Jizz in what?
Yes. Yes. So no to Olive Garden. You know where they haven't found jizz? Macaroni Grill.
hold on. Are Macaroni Grills still around?
Yeah, there's one at the Grove.
There's not.
Yes, there is.
Should we go there for lunch?
I can't eat pasta right now. Exciting for your fucking wedding.
Romano's. It's Romano's. Never forget. No, there's not
Romano's
one.
Macaroni Grill.
Yeah, I know. I just love it. It's Romano's. I've never once called it Romano's Macaroni Grill.
No.
Hold on. I'm seeing the closest one. No, the closest one is 23.8 miles away. It closed at the.
Pour one out for the Macaroni Grill at the Grove. Pour one out for the
Pour one out. Fuck. And they, you know, in the Macaroni Grill, you could like draw on the tables. I always loved
that. Yes, I would go with my grandma. I'd make literally Picassos on the table.
Okay, so maybe absolutely not to the Olive Garden. I think there's probably something better you could have chosen, but I never want to speak on, listen, the wedding planning has been fucking nuts. Everyone wants to throw in their 2 cents. I've got people calling me left and right asking if my wedding's fucking canceled because of Corona. I'm like, it's in fucking September. Y'all need to pump
the
brakes.
Now's the time to buy your tickets because it's cheap.
Exactly.
I mean, I hate to be the person, but it is.
I'm on the fence with this one. I really am. If they just love Olive Garden,
are you a white sauce
truth.
Pasta?
What
you
I'm not a white sauce.
Yeah, you're a bolognese.
No, I'm a pomodoro, mm-hmm. bolognese.
Yeah.
You know?
Looking forward to that.
Wow.
Wow.
But here's my thing. Can I be honest with you? If your friends, sisters, brothers, cousins, twin is having this, just tell them, just don't go. Like if you get an invitation, just casually decline. So you don't have to put yourself in that situation. Or is there going to be like a lit DJ at Olive Garden?
Okay. So here's the thing. They're serving Olive Garden. I don't know if they're eating there. You know what I mean?
We're going to find out. This isn't Portland.
But if you can survive on breadsticks alone, then obviously support your friends and family.
Right.
Bring a nose plug.
I mean, God bless. Don't eat the white sauce.
Bring snacks.
Why was there semen in the white sauce is my question.
I don't know.
Was it because there was like some disgruntled employee who's just like.
Harvey Weinstein worked there.
Love a Weinstein joke. All right. You know what? To each their own. I think we're going to find out that these are like two fucking annoying ass hipsters from like Portland, and they're just doing it to be kitschy and funny. Ugh. Go with God. Macaroni Grill forever.
You know how I feel about hipsters.
Listen, Macaroni Grill, if you're listening, Ray and I would really love to like
come.
We are Avail. Our schedules are wide open. We will drive the 23.8 miles away from Los Angeles. It says it's in like Rancho Mirage.
Hey, guess what, Macaroni Grill? I know that Julie Bowen is the voice of Macaroni Grill. And guess what? Modern Family is canceled. So we are Tech Avail.
We are Tech Avail to do Macaroni Grill commercials.
Yeah.
Romano's Macaroni Grill.
Get your Alfredo and your semen. Just kidding. They don't have semen.
Okay, wait. Side note, where's Cerritos, California?
Cerritos is far.
All right. Well, that's the closest one. It's either in Cerritos or Simi Valley.
I think there's an auto mall in Cerritos.
Okay, great.
I know that from the radio commercials. Who doesn't love a radio jingle?
I've been trying to do jingles forever.
This?
No, because I have such a good radio voice.
I know. Well, you should do it on these. Do your jingle jangles on these.
I'm going to just sell you guys this water that's in front of me right now.
And I'm going to drink it.
The Mountain Valley Spring Water Ball. The fuck? Hold on. I can't pronounce it. Alchichita Mountains? I don't fucking know.
Where? Wachita.
Wachita?
Yeah.
Okay, let's start again. The Mountain Valley Spring Water bottled in the Wachita Mountains, USA. You would buy it.
Yeah.
I have like a 1980s radio disc jockey voice. All right, let's hit the next one.
Hi, Heather. My name's Avery, and I have an absolutely not. So I was just on my Instagram stories, and someone posted a screenshot of a FaceTime of their friend revealing that they were pregnant with their pregnancy test that they had peed on. And that is just all around and absolutely not people posting something that they peed on. Like, in what world is it okay with us for someone just to like put up a picture of something that they've urinated on? Like,
this is a great point. Actually, this is a really great point. Did you know I saw this thing? I think it was on like Mari or something. People can go on Craigslist and buy positive pregnancy tests to pull pranks. Yes, I saw this thing. And then there was a whole YouTube series.
Wait, should we do it to Jeff?
No, I may not be able to have kids. I don't know what's going on in my ovary. I got to go to the Mayo Clinic next week.
I'll give
Shout
you
Shout out to
egg.
Minnesota.
I don't
You'll
have an
me,
egg.
No, you give me all your eggs.
I would give them all of you.
Honestly, can I be honest with you, Ray? I feel like you might actually have an ovary because there's some days where you have so much fucking sass. I'm like, he's got to have half dick, half ovary.
Something. That or it's just
because the only way that amount of sass could come from one human is you got to have like a uterus or something, you know?
Or deep childhood trauma, but I don't want to get into that today.
I saw this video where you could buy positive pregnancy tests on the internet or like
that's wild
on Craigslist. Yes.
So people are saving them.
They're saving them. And then you can buy them and like fuck with people. That's fucked up.
That's a good April Fool's joke.
That's a great April Fool's joke. But can I be honest with you? Anytime that I thought I've had like a minor pregnancy scare where my period's been like a day late, I'm the one who's pacing the fucking apartment being like, what are we going to do? And Jeff's like, be great parents. Like he's on board. If I got pregnant tomorrow, he'd be like, fuck yeah, let's go. He or she will be a golfer. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm the one who's panicking.
Yeah.
Because my body will be destroyed. I'm just going through a lot of health issues right now. So I feel like I'm not ready.
I think you'll be a great mom.
I never once questioned whether or not I could parent Ray.
I know.
I meant like my body is trying to figure some shit out right now.
Yeah.
But wow. Wait, do we need to talk about the fact that you think I'll be a great mom? I know I'll be a great mom.
Yeah, you'll be a great mom.
Can I be honest with you, though? People reach out to me all the time. They're like, you're pregnant. Like, if I post anything, I'm like, God, I got brain fog today. Be like, you're pregnant. Y'all want me to be pregnant so bad because you know the content would be
fire. I don't
want
you to be pregnant.
You know I'd be a monster.
A monster. Also, we'd never get to eat sushi.
No, we can. Can I be honest with you? We can.
I don't know about that. You don't know.
No.
You already have so many problems. You can't put any more risk factors.
I know. My mercury's through the roof.
Yeah, you already got a lot of genetic predispositions in there. We can't fuck with that.
That's right. That's right.
There's no wine. There's no sushi. Don't do what Robin did to you.
I know. Which?
We need to check her.
We need to.
Did she ever keep a diary?
Of course she did. God wakes her up in the middle of the night and speaks to her. Of course she kept a diary. We got to find that diary.
We got to find that diary.
Okay, so I do agree, though, sometimes sharing. It's not even the sharing the actual physical pregnancy test. I do think, okay, hold on. Did the woman say that she took a screenshot of the woman showing the pregnancy
test? Yeah, so what she was saying, it would be like if you FaceTimed me with Jeff and you were holding up the the positive test in the shot. And then I posted that screenshot of you holding it up.
Also, you need to talk to the friend because that's shady as fuck. Because usually you don't tell people, you know, most people are a little bit more private about the pregnancy because things can happen in the first trimester.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think that woman jumped the gun of posting
also,
that.
Also, if P2P.
P2P.
If you were like, I was like, hey, Heather, can I post this pic? I hope that you would be like, can you not post the one with the pregnancy test? Can we wait to the sonogram?
Yep. I love a sonogram, though.
You know what I mean?
I love a sonogram pregnancy announcement. I like to see the baby.
Exactly.
I'm into it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we got to chill out on these pregnancy tests.
On the
tests.
Pee sticks. You know how I feel about pee.
How do you feel about it, Ray? I didn't know. I learned today that you thought I might be an okay mother and you don't like pee?
No, I just like have a weird thing about pee.
What is your weird fucking thing about pee, Ray?
It's just like, it's just gross. And it's, you know what I mean? Like you go into the, as a guy, when you go into a bathroom, there's always pee everywhere. And it makes me crazy.
Right.
And then as a gay, you go to hook up with a stranger and they're like, you into water sports? And you're like, what the fuck is a water sport? And then it's about peeing. So I'm like,
can I be honest with you? I have never understood that. I just do not understand it. And absolutely not to people doing bathroom things in the bedroom.
It's not for me.
It's not for me.
It's not for me.
No.
So that's my thing about peeing.
Okay, great. Good. I'm learning a lot about my friend today. Top of the morning to ya, you know, St. Patrick's Day is right around the corner. So what are you going to do? You're going to probably be drinking a pint of Guinness. That's right. I'm from Dublin, Georgia. No, Dublin, Georgia. I'm from Dublin, Ireland, but I'm also from Georgia. It's your girl, Heather McMahon, and I want to talk to you about one of my favorite hangover cures, and that's DHM Detox. I've talked about them before, but I am all about this product because you know why? I don't want any wasted days after drinking. Are you tired of waking up and feeling the pain the next morning after a few glasses of wine or maybe 6 pints of Guinness? Here's the deal. DHM Detox is a vitamin for people who enjoy alcohol anywhere from a little bit to a lot. All you have to do is take two of the pills, just take two capsules after your first couple of drinks and it goes to work. Double up and take another pack if you're having a big night out. The convenient packets are easy to take with you to go anywhere, whether you're on the go, traveling, or out with friends celebrating St. Patrick's Day. It's now a part of my drinking routine and it should be a part of yours. You just have to think to yourself, how important is your next day? For just a couple dollars, you can wake up feeling fine after a night out drinking. Also, the exciting thing is there is free shipping on all U.S. orders. DHM Detox is a risk-free purchase. So if you're unsatisfied after taking it, they'll give you your money back. And guess what? That's a no-brainer. The only thing that is a no-brainer too is not having a hangover. And I've got you 20% off your order. Just head over to DHMDetox.com. Use promo code absolutely at checkout. That's DHMDetox.com. And if you have any questions, send them a message on Instagram at DHMDetox and they will explain everything to you, baby. Now back to the podcast. Let's go to the next voicemail.
Hi, Heather. Abby, I'm from California. I'm 21 and I know, oh my gosh, I'm so nervous. Calling my face got all red. I just wanted to say my absolutely yes is talking on the phone. I hate texting and I know that it's probably looked down upon like 21 year olds and anyone younger than that.
You're an old soul, Abby.
Snapchat She's one of or us. Instagram or DM or whatnot. But I 100% much rather talk on the phone any day. I'd love to talk to you. Oh my gosh. Like I'm sweating now and I'm getting nervous.
Abby, okay. You're so cute. First of all, we can't see you. Don't worry. We can't see you, Abby. So you didn't even have to tell us that your face was getting red because I wouldn't have known.
She's an oversharer. I love that. I love a girl who talks on the phone. That's why you and I are such good friends.
We are such good friends because Ray and I will get on the phone and we'll talk for 2 hours. And you could be 3 blocks down the road from me, but I'll still chat with you.
And I could have talked to you 2 hours ago. Yeah. And here we are.
I hate text. Can I tell you right now? I have 35 unopened text messages.
Yeah, because you don't like to text.
I hate to text.
Just call me.
Call me. I will answer the phone whenever. If I can, if I'm not in a meeting, if I'm not on stage, I will answer the phone. And people get very upset with me and will send me multiple texts. I always tell people, don't text me. Call me.
Call me.
Call me.
Pick up the phone and call me.
Pick up the phone and call me.
Yeah. I want an old school phone. I want the one in the house. Like, I just want to be walking around in my silk robe, and my silk head wrap, and my silk eye mask.
Smoking weed.
Smoking marijuana with my cord phone.
Yes, phone, a cord phone.
A phone with the cord. That's what I want. I want that. And that's all I need. And just call me. I have a friend right now, Pam. You know Pam.
Fucking Pam. Shout out to Pam.
Talking on the phone, and it's single-handedly ruining our friendship.
Yeah, I don't blame Pam. If you're listening, we're fucking done with you.
We're done.
You know what? We don't appreciate it. When I'm in the car, I can't fucking text. You know what's also wild? I get really fucking pissed off when I'm in the car with my friends and they are like good at texting and driving. And I say, stop. Mm-hmm. It's illegal.
Me.
Citizens arrest.
Yeah.
Citizens fucking arrest. You're done. It's illegal. Call that person.
Mm-hmm.
I'll call somebody for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Just like, to be like, hey, side note, I'm driving, or hey, side note. Yeah, I agree to that. I'll see you in five.
Yeah.
I hate texting.
Yeah.
Look at this. As we've been sitting here, six new text messages.
Also, then another reason I like talking on the phone, and maybe that's just me or whatever. People always think, well, I read your text. And I'm like, what do you mean you read my text?
Right.
And they're like, you said you didn't like it. And I said, oh, I don't like it. It's the tone.
The tone.
So if you're on the phone with me, you hear the tone.
Mm-hmm.
There's no denying the tone.
There's no denying the level of raise period that he's on. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
If, whether it's day one or day four, you know where we're at with his sassafras.
Exactly.
I know. I hate that.
I've
got a really sensitive friend and I love her, but she won't ever pick up the phone and call, but then she's always the first one to get upset about the subtext of the text. I'm like, no, I said, hey, I can't make it. Thanks so much. But she read it. I can't make it, but thanks so much.
Exactly. That's the problem. I'm like, why am I always making that pinched face? Like when you tell me I'm like, I'm never making that pinched face.
Right.
What are you talking about? Also, when I'm being snotty, it's like the devil is looking through you. You know what I mean? Like I could be real cunty.
I want you to hear the cunt on the other end of the line.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God. Okay. Let's get
to one. I don't want to text it to you.
I don't want to text it to you. But you know what, Abby? I want you to feel empowered. You know what? You can change your generation.
You can be the friend that you are. That's what I do. I'm the one friend that everyone calls. They're like, I hate talking on the phone, but I'll talk to you on the phone.
Right.
Just make it fun. And it's your day.
It's literally the game of telephone.
Mm-hmm.
If we just get on and we say, you know what? Don't TikTok me. Don't Snapchat me.
Also, you got to talk on the phone because you know what happens? People put you in a group text.
Yeah.
And everyone starts bitching at each other. And then I'm the one leading the charge, calling everyone.
Absolutely.
Just being like, hey, what did you mean? Hey, what did you mean? And then it all gets fixed.
Yeah. See, we're just fixing. We're out here solving the world's problems. Maybe, you know, if the president like quit tweeting and shit like that, and he just got on the horn.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't know. That's actually not going to fix our political problems, but regardless, let's keep going.
Hey, Heather, it's Amy. I have an absolutely yes. I just had my nails done at this nail place, and they had I Love Lucy on the TV in color, and I've never really
watched the best
show. An absolutely yes to Lucy Ball. I love her. She is absolutely gorgeous. It was the episode with John Wayne, and I literally... people thought I was crazy. I was laughing out loud. It was so funny. Absolutely yes to Lucy Ball. Love.
This is so sweet.
That's so cute.
Amy, I love you. First of all, we needed this positivity. You know that Ray and I came in here with these like horrifically like just downtrodden attitudes. And this has brought me, okay, so I grew up on Lucille Ball. I grew up on I Love Lucy. Those good old fashioned like physical comedy cartoons, not cartoons, excuse me, I'm sorry.
Sitcoms.
Sitcoms are the absolute best.
The best. Also, absolutely yes to a nail salon that's playing I Love Lucy versus the weird Korean playlist that has like songs you've never heard of.
Okay.
That's so my pet
yet leave. Again, you as an Asian have just like called out your people, but they're Korean. You can't call out Koreans.
I mean, not I just, you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like there's always like a K-pop playlist. That's what I mean. And I'm like, what is this shit?
Right.
I don't need to hear it. I want a light jazz. I want a violin. I want a harpist. Or I'll just put in my AirPods. You know? Your nails done. Also, you can't go get your nails done right now because, you know, all the products are from Asia.
Okay. I don't know who to call. Do I call the mayor and tell him that you're a problem right now? Like, I don't know what to do.
No, I read an article that said that one of the things that people are concerned about, like I said before, it's stuff that's being shipped from Asia. You have to be concerned about. A lot of the times at nail salons, a lot of that stuff is shipped from over there because they're buying it in bulk. They're buying bulk, like, nail cutters and piles and all that.
But a lot of these factories and shit have shut down because the people have to stay in their homes.
Exactly.
So if it's already been, if it was made a while ago, you're probably good.
I don't know.
With nothing shipping. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
Okay, you know what, Ray? I think that you need to like go figure some things out.
I'm not going to get the corona because I'm going to be smart.
How are you going to be smart about it?
Well, I'm going to stop hanging out with you, number one. I'm just kidding.
I saw an interesting statistic today that said something like X amount of people die every day from the flu, X amount of people die from cancer, true. X amount, like I think we're getting too fucking crazy.
Yeah, I think we are getting a little crazy.
I know you're making jokes because, you know, you're Chinese.
This is all in good fun.
You're just trying to deflect because you're Chinese and you're feeling insecure about the whole situation.
I mean, I'm being attacked.
You're being attacked by your landlord and by the
Well,
the
not
world.
The landlord. The landlord has not attacked me yet, but hopefully he does with his penis.
That's right. But I think that's what you're doing. I think you're just putting up a wall because you're Chinese.
Like the Great Wall.
The Great Wall. And you're just feeling like your people are under attack, so you think you need to push it on other people. It's projection.
Yeah,
right?
It's 100% projection. I'm going to go see Mulan, though.
You are? I love Mulan. Mulan was my jam. But this is the live action, right?
Yeah, I know. So I'm a little worried about it.
Why are you worried about it?
Just because it's like, I haven't really liked the live actions. You know what I mean? Have you?
No, I never grew up on Disney. You know, I grew up on Sally, Jesse, Raphael, Mari Povich, and the Ricky Lake Show.
You never saw Cinderella.
I, as an infant, didn't watch it. After like five, I was into the straight soaps, the dramas. I needed to watch a daytime talk show with, you know.
You don't have a favorite Disney movie?
I get. Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
Beauty and the Beast. And I was actually talking about this with somebody last night. I always thought the Beast was hot. When he turned into the prince, I was so disappointed.
You liked the, you were like a furry man.
I liked the Beast. There was something about him. He seemed gentle. He kind of reminded me of my dad.
He was big and gentle.
He was big and gentle.
Yeah.
Oh, when
yeah.
When he had the chiseled face, I was like, eh, I'm over it. I liked the Beast.
But my point is like some of the remakes, you're like, oh, this is not good. Like, just do the cartoon. Who cares?
But see, we're running out of original material.
Well, that's why we got to bring it to the people.
That's why we've been trying. That's why I came up with this podcast, the Absolutely Not Podcast. It's original material. Shout out to the nail salons that are out there playing I Love Lucy. You know what I can't stand? My salon in New York that, you know, I bounce around in salons because that's
that
where
one
I'm
you
at.
Took me to in New York was filthy.
Oh, it was filthy. It was terrible. The ones who play the local news, and this is no hate, no shade to local newscasters, but the local news is fucking terrifying. I cannot sit in there after a long day, get my nails done, and listen to the fact that there's a 65 car pileup on, you know, on the fucking five, and that everyone got shot in this neighborhood. Like, I can't. It's too fucking much. And that we have to burn our water. We have to, like, boil the water because the sewage is leaking. It's too much.
It's too much. Actually, so my favorite thing is ABC 7 local news. Like, mm-hmm. I don't watch it, but they'll do trailers after you've watched like primetime television right. or whatever. ABC 7 is so wild. They have Dallas Raines.
Dallas Raines.
Who's like spray tanned to the gods.
He is the greatest weatherman you've ever seen in your life. You need to Google Dallas Raines right now.
He is such a vibe. His spray tan is so intense. It would make the Housewives of New Jersey cry.
Yes.
Like, they would be so offended by it.
No, they would just be like so jelly.
Yeah. They'd be like, well, who are you going to? I gotta hear them. It's so fucking wild. I remember one time I was watching the news and they did a story about a doorbell licker. And what? That was the news of the night about how there was a guy who had some weird fetish and he was licking everyone's Ring cams. The doorbell licker.
Well,
I'll never forget.
He's the host of the coronavirus.
Uh-huh. So that's why I got to be careful with my neighbor because we don't know if she's a doorbell licker.
That's true.
You never know what you're going to get.
You never know what you're going to get. And that's why we need to be rich enough to have our own compound and just say, I'll live next door. You live next door. We'll have one giant, like two tin cans with a really long cord so we can chit chat on the phone all day.
Yeah, the cans.
The cans.
Yeah.
But like updated fancy cans.
Yeah, of course.
Oh my God. Ray, thank you for coming in and bitching and complaining. And we're just going to get through it. Here's the thing. You're not going to get evicted now that you have the landlord on your side.
Hot landlord.
You're going to choose to get out of there though. But yeah. I do think you see if he has another property.
Yeah, that's actually a really good idea. But we do need to hire our investigator.
Yeah, we will get on it.
This is what I need from everyone. You know what I need from everyone? Yeah. I need your best legal pranks to pull on the neighbor.
Yes.
Because I'm a religious person, not a litigious person. Okay. I do not want to go to court for anything, but I'm happy to play a fun prank. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hit me with hot.
A safe, fun prank on the neighbor to get her back.
That doesn't cause any property damage that could get me arrested.
Right. Mm-hmm. Love that. We are on it. I love a good, safe, family fun, kid friendly prank.
Exactly. That's what I want. Don't send me dog poo. Like, that's too bad.
No. We want a family fun.
Yeah.
Kid-friendly prank. Uh-huh. Well, without further ado, we're going to let you get off and get out with your day. But thank you for tuning into the Absolutely Not Podcast. As always, like, click, subscribe. It's just us hanging out, trying to survive. I love and adore each and every one of you. And we're going to be back in the studio next week. More guests, more fun, more voicemails. Hey, have a beautiful day. And guess what? Just wash your hands. Take care of yourself. Don't get paranoid. But if you got a crazy neighbor, call into the hotline. We want to hear about it. Absolutely not. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate us, and leave a review. And as always, follow me on Instagram at Heather K. McMahon. See you guys soon.